You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Monk and Fun Day, man. What a weekend. It's also the 14th day of March, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 46 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 56 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's the same old thing. We're supposed to get rain, and rain's okay, man, but it's going to melt with what snow there. We're in bad condition. What the hell am I saying? Let's see what we're going to open up with here. Pelosi refuses to hand over emails and videos from January 6th, claiming sovereign immunity? This is, we'll get into it as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Pelosi refuses to hand over emails and videos from January 6th claiming sovereign immunity. This is from Gateway Pundit, sent in by Missy. And you wonder why they can do what they can do? Because for the same reason you're supposed to be what you do. There are no goddamn courts to prosecute her ass in. But the what she created, I mean, the stuff she created when she was on our fucking time belongs to us. And anyway, I mean, there can't be, that's no FOIA request. You just fucking hand it over because it belongs to us. We paid for it. We paid for your fucking effort to fucking put it together. Now give it up. Anyway, this was from Gateway Pundit. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Speaker Nancy Pelosi will not hand over video coverage and emails from January 6th of per a FOIA request. Pelosi based her decision on, quote, sovereign immunity. Pelosi and Democrats know if they release the 1,400 hours of footage from security cameras on January 6th, it will blow apart their narrative. So she is hiding it, but she's claiming sovereign immunity. Oh, you mean she understand? They understand exactly what we're talking about here. They understand what sovereign immunity is. That there is no fucking summons from a common law court, so that she's going to step into her in capacity as an individual. No, you're not. You're not. You can do it, but you ain't taking those fiduciary fucking documents with you, bitch. They belong to us. And as long as you're Speaker of the fucking House, goddamn, all your fucking emails belong to us too, because we're paying for the fucking phone. We're paying for the fucking service to fucking store the information. Sovereign immunity. Pelosi and Democrats know if they release. Okay, we did that. Okay. So she is hiding it. Meanwhile, dozens of Trump supporters are rotting in a jail 1 mile from the U.S. Capitol waiting for a fair trial, which they won't get because their evidence will be hidden from the American public. Well, they won't get it because they're operating in the admiralty, and they love that fucking Trump, man. And the whole goddamn thing that they were fucking so in love with was the admiralty. It has them held in the fucking dungeon right now. They couldn't have been held in a dungeon if they'd have known what the fuck they were talking about, if they'd have known who they were and how to exercise their rights under the fucking true law of this country. The fucking only written, ratified law of we the people. It is unalienable, and it was ratified December 15, 1791. And this is why we have it, to protect us from this shit. These people wouldn't be sitting in this fucking prison cell. Plain and goddamn simple, and anyone who wanted to fucking attack them would have to do it as a goddamn in their individual capacity in a common law court. And I guarantee goddamn to you that they could get every fucking document they fucking wanted that belongs to them as American nationals, but they don't belong to you as a citizen under a goddamn monarchy, the sovereign is the fucking goddamn Queen of England here in this private law that they're practicing in this country in violation of the 9th article of the people's goddamn absolute unfucking challengeable jurisdictional authority. We're dealing with evil here, no shit. Michael LaChance, writing at American Lookout, reports there are hours and upon hours of video footage of what happened on January 6th. Some of it could be used in the defense of Trump supporters who are currently sitting in jail. Yet Nancy Pelosi won't release it, even after she was taken to court. Well, that was because that was a fucking goddamn star chamber court. And she doesn't have to release it because there's no jurisdictional authority if she claims her fucking sovereignty. See, she knows how to do it. They know how to do it. That's what they're operating under and took away the courts where you can. So you could fucking use your sovereignty. Oshin says, you got to take me to a common law court. And none exists because we got rid of them, remember? None of us can be prosecuted. That's why goddamn Hillary Clinton. That's why Cuomo. All these motherfuckers have been fucking, can walk. They can't touch them. They just claim their goddamn natural right as fucking an American national to their to fucking sovereign immunity. I'm a sovereign. You have to fucking take me through the fucking due process. Oh boy, they jump at that fucking Bill of Rights, but they won't tell you it's the Bill of Rights, will they? They won't tell you it's the Bill of Rights that's fucking keeping from her just from being fucking snagged up and took to jail. That's why they had to remove the courts and replace the fucking common law in this country, which is the only law in this country, the only lawful law in this country, and replace it with that fat little bitch over there in fucking England's private fucking law with the private fucking lawyers, esquires that serve her. And the law in the Star Chamber Court is what they say it is. Yet Nancy Pelosi won't release even after she was taken to court, really. There are apparently emails, too, and she won't release those either. What is going on here? How is this legal? Whoa! It's not! Actually, it is. It's just a fucking... If a sovereign, a national, took her as a... Instead of her... She wants to wear two different... cap. You know, I'll put the fucking fiduciary cap on, then I'll take it up and put my goddamn sovereignty cap on. Well, put your fucking sovereignty cap on, bitch, because you've just been filed against in a common law court where you have no fucking immunities for being a goddamn traitor to this country. What you have to do is you have to answer. And you have to answer in your individual capacity. You can't say, well, I'm Speaker of the House. No, you're not Speaker of the House. You're Nancy fucking Pelosi, the fucking individual fucking sovereign national. And you will answer in this goddamn court, or this fucking court will fucking hang your ass, bitch. They're going to hang your ass anyway if we ever get you in a common law court. But this is why the first thing that these esquires, when they started putting this private law together in this country for the queen, the first thing they did was got rid of the common law courts. The highest fucking most powerful courts in the country. Why? Because the people are the final check. The people sitting on those goddamn common law juries, they're the final check. They say, fuck you, you hang. Fuck you, you hang. Ain't a goddamn thing you can do about it. And that's why that Supreme Court was fucking put in place, not to fucking even look at our goddamn rights or our law, but to make sure that goddamn sure that for people like Nancy Pelosi were not violating that law to the point to stretch their fucking neck or fucking take everything they have. Starting to make a little more sense to you people now? Sovereign immunity. What is going on here? How can this be legal? Judicial Watch reports Pelosi, Congress claims sovereign immunity in federal court to keep secret January 6 videos and emails. Judicial Watch explains its request, and I guarantee you she did this in the fucking, she did this under the common law, because that's the only way she could tell a fucking one of these administrative admiralty courts to fuck off. It's the rule of the gavel, and they know it. They know the common law as good as fucking I know it. That's what they've kept it for themselves to protect themselves, and then got rid of the fucking courts where you could take them into court as fucking individuals, individuals in their individual capacity, and fucking take them to task and administer fucking justice. But they, I mean, they still understand it just like I do, just like you should. Pelosi, Congress claims a sovereignty immunity in federal court to keep secret January 6 videos and emails. Judicial Watch explains in its request. Congress exempts itself from the Freedom of Information Act. Yeah, you did. Because the Freedom of Information Act is part of the administrative admiralty. It is fucking, statutory law, which does not apply to the individual. She just stepped in and fucking represented herself as an individual, and they know how to fucking do it just as well as I do, and just fucking ignored it. You know, you can't even bring this to me. I'm here as a fucking free individual, free sovereign. I'm not here in my fucking, I'm sure she wrote it out. She had to write probably a mandamus, to be honest with you. But to say you can't fucking make me do any goddamn thing, because there's a higher authority than this fucking court you're trying to take me in, and we all know what it is, don't we? And we've all agreed not to fuck with one another in this common law court. And let's see what's going on here. Okay. Not to fuck with each other and to fucking keep that Bill of Rights buried, and keep the fact that the people rule through their common law court, through their fucking autonomy, and their fucking position as the fucking superior supreme jurisdictional authority over this goddamn country. You're seeing her do it now. See, they're being forced to do it because they're being checked at every fucking corner by that fucking goddamn Bill of Rights, because more people are looking at it. There was one comment the other day. This fucking woman says, we've done such a great job of leading people to, you know, down the rabbit hole. But there's getting to be so many people going in. The rabbit hole needs to be bigger. See, it's one of these people pissing and moaning around because they fucking didn't have the fucking guts to step up and do this shit in the beginning, did ya? You didn't I established it, and now you want to fucking step in and milk toast it and join with CNN and CNBC and fucking Fox and to take over the internet fucking alternate media. Well, I'll tell you what, bitch. We don't need a bigger fucking rabbit hole. We found the pathway through, and we're ripping fucking through there, and the people are coming out the other side with the Bill of Rights in one hand and a fucking rifle in the other. You fucking bastards are finished, and you fucking bastards trying to hijack us, you're fucking finished. You'll never do it. Judicial Watch therefore brought its lawsuit under the common law right to access a public record. What? What does all this talk of common law and sovereign immunity all of a fucking sudden? Somebody getting close to hanging here? You think it can save you, fucking Pelosi? Because, I mean, this is just like coming out and just telling a part of a secret that nobody wants anybody else to know. So you want me to go on, or you want to tell these people to fuck off? But actually, if they file in the common law, they got no goddamn court. We have to remove the fucking corporation. We have to remove the unlawful act of 1878 and return to the fucking goddamn law of this goddamn country, which is the written ratified law of December 15, 1791. And nobody's exempt from it. They like to pretend, oh, we got contract. No, you can't contract it away. Unalienable means I can't give it to you. I can't give it to you through contract, through verbal fucking acquiescence. I cannot give away my goddamn fucking rights. I cannot give away the law. The law belongs to each person. And each person, I mean, you can refuse to exercise your right under the law if you're that fucking stupid. But you can't give away my right by giving away yours, because it's individual fucking rights. Got it? And now you're seeing them fucking jump to fucking defend it when they're on the fucking hot seat, and they know it. They're in big goddamn trouble, and they know it. So when you see something like this, I'm excited to see this. The common law right to access to public records. Hell yes. It's written right. You cannot fucking make a goddamn record with my money supposedly serving me. That's like hiring somebody to write you a fucking letter and they're paying them for it. And they say, well, I don't want to give you the letter. Well, then you got to give me the money back or we're going to fucking court. And not to mention if it was a legal document and you caused me to miss deadlines because you fucking didn't have it written when you did, or you're holding back on it because to protect a friend or one of your fucking Masonic colleagues, your ass is going to swing because you're talking treason and sedition at this point in the ball game. Access to public records in opposing the board or the broad assertion of secret judicial watch details, Supreme Court and other precedent. Fuck your precedent, because no precedent exists in the common law. Each case is a fucking individual case and must be, the person has the right to be tried by a jury of their fucking peers. I don't give a fuck what the jury said two counties over. I don't care what the jury said in the fucking 15 states over. Fuck you. I got the right to my own fucking trial in front of my own fucking peers on every fucking issue. You can't say, well, they decided over in Virginia that they could fuck you in the fucking ass if you've been over to pick up a piece of paper. Well, I'm sorry, but fucking this ain't fucking Virginia. This isn't their jurisdiction. It would be a county fucking jurisdiction. And what they say over there don't matter a fuck what's going on here. They got rid of the jurisdictional lines, you know, when they had their fucking crime wave during the Depression. You know, when people like Pretty Boy Floyd and John Dillinger and Bonnie and Clyde, when they were fucking, this is what the judicial is supposed to be in this goddamn country. You get out of the fucking county and they can't come after you. That's how sovereign the people were. But then they get the FBI. We have to be able to chase them across county lines. And then it was state lines. And now it's goddamn national lines. Oh, there ain't going to be no lines at all. Guess what we've been working for, guys? The fucking New World Order where there are no lines that we can't cross. Well, by God, there are lines that you can't cross, son of a bitches. When it comes down to the individual and their individual sovereignty and their fucking castle, you can't cross that fucking line. There ain't no fucking court case about it. There's just fucking bullets. You get fucking shot like any other son of a bitch coming onto my property against my will, forcing your way onto my property. You get blasted, motherfucker. Because there isn't any court to take you to. I'm working under my own fucking individual jurisdictional authority, which is higher than the fucking, this phony ass goddamn Supreme Court of yours, who has no fucking jurisdictional over an American national. Zero, zip, zilch, nada. The whole goddamn phony ass fucking government, if it was operating under the Constitution that never was, has no fucking authority over you and I. As individual free sovereigns, we are autonomous. We rule ourselves. The only ones that can get any kind of jurisdictional authority over us is us. And we have to do it as individuals, filing as individuals in the common law court. And then answering as individuals in the common law court. And that means all our preliminary process is back. And no God, there ain't no such thing as a fucking DA because they're unlawful. They are a violation of the 9th article of the fucking Bill of Rights. A complete fucking violation because, In the beginning, the Constitution never was. The first fucking Congress created the Office of Attorney General and all these little dickweeds, district attorneys serving fucking under them. You can't even fucking file a charge against somebody. Bullshit! I mean, can you people remember at least back to the 70s? When you had to have a goddamn, you better have a fucking complaint if you're going after somebody. And it better not say the state's pressing the charges. The state ain't a fucking person. The state's a piece of fucking paper. The state is the judiciary and they can't operate in our common law courts. Remember? Even when they started putting those fucking DAs in there, they fucking, clear up to the fucking verdict in the common law trial. You could drop the fucking thing, man. Until they fucking said guilty or not guilty, you could drop the fucking charges. Plain and simple. But then they came in, that's when the communists were invading. They came in with, these women are getting beaten, and they dropped the charges right away because they don't want to hand over thousands of fucking dollars. That's probably what them and their old man were fighting about anyway, was fucking not having enough fucking money. And they figured it out, man. I fucking called the fucking cops, and now fucking I gotta fucking jump through hoops to even see my fucking spouse, and then I gotta fucking pay thousands and thousands of dollars both out of our family fucking budget that we don't have, that we didn't have in the first place, is why we had the goddamn fight. People have got to figure it out. This is not what we're supposed to have. Not that a woman doesn't have complete and total fucking protection under the common law. She's a goddamn American national. She can go in there in her individual capacity and charge her fucking husband with a civil crime if he beat the fuck out of her. There's nothing that cannot be resolved between two American nationals in a fucking common law court, and they know it. But that's why the common law courts were the first thing to go, and the goddamn lawyers took over the whole fucking corporation that is posing as the fucking government. Title 18, Definition 15, the United States Corp of Fucking Ration, which is a part of the international corporate fucking mafia. But the truth is starting to come out through necessity for these son of a bitches trying to save their fucking necks. Because, I mean, when you got them there's a FOIA request for this, and this information shows that was a planned fucking event. And the stupid-ass fools that went along with it, man, got just exactly what they fucking deserved. I mean, it was a setup. You were following a goddamn charlatan. You were following somebody who was fucking operating within the administrative admiralty, and he knows it too. That's why he dropped that shit about the phony fucking election and his 1,000 stack of fucking goddamn affidavits. They have to believe in that goddamn election, buddy. Because once we get you elected, we take you over and you sign the Defense Authorization Act. And then we're right back to goddamn dictatorship by a fucking corporate monarch, aren't we? Isn't that what you did, Trumpy? Isn't that what every one of these fuckers have been doing since fucking about 1930-something? We're the enemy. The enemy, see, we're treated like goddamn foreigners. Now, these foreigners, they can exercise the administrative admiralty on. They're supposed to. That's their fucking job. They're not fucking Americans. They don't have our goddamn rights. They're supposed to be protecting our rights by keeping these fuckers out of here, because if they bring these fuckers in here, they are taking from us without due process of the law and handing it to a goddamn foreign national. They fucking know it. This is a push for their one world fucking government, their one world fucking bank, their one world fucking order. And we either fucking allow it or we fucking don't. And I'm not gonna. You're not going to fucking break my law. Get that through your fucking head. I'm an American free national. Individual free sovereign national. And my God, and that Bill of Rights is the only goddamn law in this country that I have to fucking recognize. You can take I'm not your subject, so you can take your goddamn, your statute dictates and your ORSs from Oregon State Revised Statutes, and shove them right fucking up your ass. They have no authority over me. They cannot. They are not ratified law as required. And if you did ratify it, they would violate one of the fucking, they would violate the Article 9 because you don't have the authority to make laws that we have to fucking follow. We are autonomous. We can do anything we want. So long as we're not violating the rights of another, and if we are, it's up to that person to take us to task in a common law court with where we will have a jury of our own peers. The fucking sheriff will be fucking elected by we the people and sworn into the common law. The goddamn judge will be elected by we the people and sworn into the common law. And the goddamn coroner will be elected by we the people and sworn in by the common law, because it takes three of them to swear them all in. It's that goddamn simple. We have fucking problems with fucking crime. The fucking sheriff, brings out the posse and swears them in as deputies under the common law. If the problem gets bigger, then they bring in the fucking county militia. We're all sworn in under the common law. And the sheriff leads the fucking posse. If the nation is under attack, each state calls out the fucking militia, but they do not control the militia. The militia is there to get rid of the fucking state if it tries to tyrannize the fucking people. But they say this threat is here. They show the fucking threat. The people put together their militias, whatever besides the bands they fucking choose to. And they choose their goddamn leaders. And then they go tell these fuckers what they want. And they, well, the thing is, we're supposed to have the goddamn money too to pay for it, people. Everybody would throw the fucking money in the hat. We'd buy whatever we needed to fight a fucking war, and we'd fight the son of a bitch. And Congress would declare the goddamn war. I mean, God, but I'm not gonna say that. Fuck Congress. It don't exist. It can't exist because the fucking Constitution never existed. It was all a fucking sham, like this other shit they've been writing down for the past goddamn year and a half, 2 years, in, oh, coming to 2 years now. It's writing it down, and that's our guidelines, and that's what the fuck you, it is not. That is goddamn treason, and you know it. I had another article up here where they want to send you to re-education camps if you don't go along with their declaration of fucking power. Shove it up your ass. I'll never go along with it. And come and get me, motherfucker. You fuckers, they know they're fucked. They know they are fucking finished, man. Everything that's why this desperate attempt in Ukraine, like anybody in the United States gives a monk's fuck about goddamn Ukraine. Fuck Ukraine. We're not, and fuck anybody that goes over there. They ain't coming back. Just say, you're an Ukrainian now. You want to go over there and fight for the Ukrainians? Get your ass over there and be a Ukrainian. And for the Ukrainians marching around the fucking whorehouse and the fucking occupied capital, get your fucking ass back over there and get to fighting. And don't come back to our country. I want to know how in the fuck you got here in the first place, because it was a violation of my goddamn absolute guaranteed fucking Bill of Rights. In particular, the 9th article. Anyway, we're going to take a break, and so we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
We'll be right back. what you say can make you feel like a modern day queen. Put your sugar in my coffee, your lemon in my tea. Give your mind a rest, give your body to me. Yeah, your turn now. That's all me.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:41 Pacific time, and that was Dirty Soul. Dirty Soul Revival with The Sun Never Sets. I've listened to there at the break, and that being said, we're back. Alrighty then. We were talking about Pelosi refuses to hand over emails and videos from January claiming sovereign immunity. And we were down here to this part. Congress exempts itself from the Freedom of Information Act. It cannot exempt itself from the law. It can't exempt itself from the fifth article. The fifth article, guaranteeing the due process of the law, or the ninth article. They do not have the goddamn authority to exempt themselves from nothing in the common law. That's how you know this is the goddamn private law of the fucking Queen of England with its esquires that are running it. Their own fucking dictionaries, their own fucking bullshit, which has zero authority. It cannot exist. It is a violation of the fucking law. It is treason. It is sedition. And every one of them needs to fucking hang for it. But we're going to have to fucking fight this goddamn battle. We're going to have to stand up and we're going to have to enforce our fucking law. These sound right here. They're going to use it a little bit to let a fucking criminal off the fucking hook. Because there ain't nowhere that you can't take Nancy Pelosi into a fucking common law court because there ain't one. So what are they going to do here? Congress exempts itself from the Freedom of Information Act. Judicial wants therefore brought its lawsuit under the common law right of access to public records and opposing the board assertion of secrecy. Judicial wants details Supreme Court and other precedents that uphold the public's right to know what their government is up to. Fuck the Supreme Court. She's claiming sovereign immunity. There should be a goddamn court that she can be taken to, but there isn't. That's why they can commit all these crimes, and they're not crimes when they commit them. Because they're claiming they take off their goddamn fiduciary hat, put on their goddamn one as an individual. Now, right then and there, we should be able to snag her ass, and she should have to go into a common law court, and we should be able to counterfile against her for treason and sedition. But there ain't no courts. See, they've had this thing planned for a long time, and they took the fucking common law courts, the last of them out in the fucking 70s. So there's no place to fucking litigate. And they know it. The Pelosi Congress and its police department, its own police, the Pelosi Congress belongs to Pelosi. And its police department, sounds to me like it belongs to the queen. She's an agent of the queen, and it belongs to the queen of fucking England, is telling the federal court and it is immune from all transparency under law, and is trying to hide every second of the January 6th videos and countless emails, stated Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton, who fucking evidently doesn't know the goddamn law himself, or does, and he might need it to protect himself too. The hypocrisy is rich, as this is the same Congress that is trying to jail witnesses who, citing privileges, object to providing documents to the Pelosi rump. I think it meant Trump, but it says rump, but we'll go with rump. January 6th committee. In November 2021, Judicial Watch revealed multiple audio, visual and photo records from the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department about the shooting death of Ashley Babbitt on January 6, 2021 in the U.S. Capitol building. The records include a cell phone video of the shooting and an audio of the brief police interview of the shooter, Michael Bird. This fucking thing's been messing up the printer. We're working on that. We got to clean it. So it's hard to read these top parts here. Bryant, in October, I think it says, Judicial Watch released records showing that multiple officers claimed that they didn't see a weapon in Babbitt's hand before Bird shot her, and that Bird was visibly distraught afterward. One officer attested that he didn't hear any verbal commands before Bird shot Babbitt. Judicial Watch is filing another lawsuit. Ooh, just keep filing them fucking lawsuits until you get a fucking real court. Nancy Pelosi will just say, I'm a sovereign. Leave me alone. Fuck you. That's what I do. Lawsuit in response to Pelosi's attempt to keep her lies about setting up innocent Trump supporters secret. Hundreds of Americans have been wrongly set up, indicted, and charged with crimes they didn't commit in the Admiralty Court, which she's not fucking... Do you see where this is all... See how it's working, people? On January 6th at the Capitol, a list of those Americans and their stories is maintained as American gulag by... As American gulag by this site. One man committed suicide because of the actions and charges against him. Four more Trump supporters were killed on that day. See, so jumping to use it. Hey, it's real, people. Henry ain't just been fucking saying this shit for 10 fucking years. It's fucking real. And if you know how to fucking use it, they can't fucking touch you for anything. If there's no law, there's no fucking law. There's no law to fucking protect them from you or you from them. We're at fucking war. That's what the fucking war is. To restore the fucking law so that criminals like this bitch cannot get away with this fucking shit. And she will hang in a goddamn common law court. Fuck, she fuck a half hour trial. The shit she's done. Give me a break. World Economic Forum vows to put you in a China-style re-education camp if you oppose the Great Reset. Really? I fucking oppose it. I'm telling you right now. I fucking oppose it. It's bullshit. It's fucking criminal. It's a violation of our law. And we're going to fucking hang you for it. How's that grab you, cocksucker? Anyone who opposes the World Economic Forum's Great Reset program will be sent to Chinese-style re-education camps, according to a pledge by the World Economic Forum is going to. There's your goddamn corporation. Walmart's going to send you to a concentration camp, people. Those who oppose Klaus Schwab's Great Reset should be imprisoned in a communist-style re-education camp until they no longer embrace freedom, nationalism, and the right to bear arms, according to Wang. Well, you, Wang Gong? Where in the hell did you come from, Wang? You fucking think your Chinese are going to come on? Come on over here and fucking do it. I'm sick of listening to your chink fucking mouth, bitch. Chinese propaganda in national... Pulse, Natalie Winner said, the World Economic Forum has, grown known for globalist involvement around the world, including but not limited to pushing for the Great Reset amid COVID-19 doesn't exist. As at its core, the group aspires to abolish property ownership, escapulating this goal in the continuous phrase, you will own nothing and be happy. No, you will be dead and I will be happy. You come try and take this, you got to fucking do it. You old propagandist cocksuckers and you young little fucking punks can run your fucking mouths until your goddamn lips grow dry. You ain't going to fucking do it. You're going to have to fucking fight us and we're going to whip your fucking ass and you already know it. You already know your ass is stomped. So you're going to start, this is another threat, guys. Goddamn, how many times has somebody got to threaten you before you just go, fucking start laughing at them? Because that's what we're doing. We're laughing at your fucking stupid asses. God, truthbasedmedia.com reports the same media outlet where Wang was installed by Schwab to brainwash Americans into, Brainwash Americans also defends the Chinese Communist Party. Genocide of Uyghur Muslims, I guess it should be and, Uyghur Muslims, CCP putting out propaganda films promoting concentration camps as a place to learn valuable life skills. In short, film put together to promote reduction or re-education camps. Wang explains how he believes that the living conditions of, it's U-Y-G-H-U-R, Uyghur Muslims is a success. That must be the ones that they got picking cotton over there in China. And that it serves the purpose of the CCP to ethnically cleanse China in this way. 54 countries, most of them Muslim, majority states defend China's counter-extremism efforts in Xinjiang, commending China in its development policies there. And what the fuck, you know, we're talking about our fucking country here. China. This ain't fucking China. You think it's fucking China? Come on over here and we'll fucking prove you it ain't. We'll blow your fucking gook asses clear back over that fucking ocean, you cocksuckers. You're nothing. You will be destroyed before this over. You'll never be a threat to America or any other country on this planet when we're done with your asses. MacArthur would have fucking done you in. That's why Truman called him back and fired him, because he was going to get rid of China as a goddamn threat. This is how deep long this has been going on. This is how deep this fucking is. And this country was already fucking communistic. And is providing care to its Muslim citizens. Wang said in the video, adding, and they probably have a point. The same features also just depicted survivors of these re-education camps praising the Chinese leaders for supposedly teaching them life skills to be successful. And that's when, you know, the old gulags in the Soviet Union. Oh, yeah, you by God, you talked against the government. You came out, you didn't do it no more. Oh, yeah, the government's just a wonderful fucking motherfucker. Don't give me no more Thorazine. How sweet. The CCP concentration camps are not misunderstood technical colleges, apparently. According to the local officials, the vast majority of the attendees picked up a skill or two. I bet they did. Completed their training and went home. Wang further said in another related video, which was part of put out by the China Global Television Network, 26-year-old Rukia Yakup, I mean, I guess that's her name, spent 10 months in the education center. While there, she perfected the Mandarin skills. She learned how to speak Mandarin because the Chinese are going to rule your ass, and studied sales. Now she is a real estate sales agent earning over 8,000 yuan, more than $1,100 a month, way above the local average income. The 26-year-old, I mean, no wonder she's praising them. They're paying her too. The 26-year-old was then shown on screen claiming that she feels, quote, happier now that she endured re-education camp in China. She also said that she is happy she learned Mandarin because she can now receive both Han people and Uyghurs. My income is considerable, she added. Another WEF young global leader who has been pushing an agenda publicly, I guess it says, publicly, is journalist Daria Kalinniuk. See, all these goddamn, this is, we're supposed to be talking about our fucking country here. But no, they in China, I mean, Premier fucking, 2-centimeter Peter already said that they're coming over here and they're going to fucking rule us. Well, get your fucking act, your little gook ass over here and fucking do it. I'm telling you, old propagandists, like we told them punk ass bastards before you. Do it! We're sick of listening to your fucking mouths. As the Pulse reported, I mean, can you believe this is being read in the fucking United States? As the Pulse reported about her, Kalinniuk confronted British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and demanded that NATO enter the war in Ukraine. Who in the fuck are you? Yeah, everybody's at Ukraine, but they couldn't sell COVID-19, so now this is the cover-up for all the fucking genocide they have committed across the fucking world. It's this bullshit in Ukraine. Fuck Ukraine. Ukraine can go to hell. I don't care if Ukraine exists tomorrow. Got it? I'm an American national. I live in the United States of the Americas, and I am a fucking national here, an individual free sovereign national. And the goddamn law in my country is quite fucking clear. You can look it up. But December 15, 1791, it's called the fucking Bill of Rights. It is a body of law. It is my autonomy. It is my way to fucking justice. And it is my protection against goddamn anyone who would fucking try to commit tyranny upon my person. It would seem as though Schwab has his minions all over the world pushing different agendas all at the same time. And as we have come to expect, all of it revolves around his precious great reset. Shove that reset right up your fucking ass. See, I'm telling you again about it. Come get me and put me in a concentration camp, you motherfucker. It's like taking the guns. Or we're going to give you the shot. You got to fucking get here. I mean, they acting like I said, like the British troops. Oh, we're just going to Concord to pick up some guns. No, you were going there to fucking fight it out, and you got shot all the fucking pieces, and that's what's going to fucking happen to your ass here. And once this goddamn fucking bomb fucking explodes, this fire bomb that's going to go across this fucking nation like a goddamn fire NATO, they're ready. I guarantee you they all have their fucking hiding place. Well, they're already in hiding. They're in goddamn bunkers because we're going to have a goddamn nuclear war because we're Ukraine and we're going to attack them for Ukraine. Fuck you and fuck Ukraine. I owe no Ukrainian anything. No American national in this country does. If they do, they can get their fucking ass over there and don't come back. We're a sovereign fucking nation. We're going to stay a sovereign fucking nation if we have to kill every fucking one of you cocksuckers. That's the law here. Mariokas releases new rules on extremism. DHS will target anyone who believes election was stolen or who challenges Fauci's ever-changing COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist narrative. This is from Gateway Pundit. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. In Joe Biden's first year in office, over 2 million illegal aliens from dozens of countries walked into the United States across the southern border. The numbers this year look even greater. Joe Biden and DHS Secretary Mariokas, this foreign son of a bitch, immediately opened up the U.S. southern border. Under what fucking authority? Don't you see they're acting completely without authority and acting like you're goddamn fucking subjects under that fucking 14th Amendment? I'm not a 14th Amendment subject citizen. I'm an individual free sovereign national. The only law I have to recognize is the goddamn written, ratified, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. And I will fucking, when we put it back into fucking action, you're going to see why they fucking feared it so. This was the lowest number since 1995, really. It should be obvious by now that Biden intends to destroy the U.S. before he leaves office. Well, fucking Trump, he was well on his way. I don't want to hear this goddamn left-right paradigm horse shit. It's the goddamn international fucking communists and the goddamn international fascists, both unlawful in this country as they are redundant, as they are collectives. And collectivism is redundant to individual free sovereignty, stupid asses. And that is the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of this country. One of us can take every fucking one of them in and have them hung. And they know it. And you can tell how desperate they are when they start talking about sovereign immunity and common law courts, which don't exist because they've removed them unlawfully in violation of the law. Just for removing the courts, they get fucking hung, and they know it. It's always been a thing between them. You know, the Democrats and Republicans, they were always working together trying to reach a certain point. But once they had shit on the goddamn Bill of Rights and thought they had it burnt to ashes and it was no longer relevant, that's when the communists slipped in. The communists came in and said, well, it's an open fucking subject matter fucking state. They don't have no goddamn law. There ain't no law to stop us. And fuck, I mean, I think about, you know, like World War II. You know, the war to preserve international communism. Or fucking Vietnam and fucking Korea. where young people were forced against their will to go to a foreign country to supposedly fight the spread of international communism. At the same time, there was the communist goddamn party operating in this United States of America. Come on, people! It can't be allowed. Collectivism and individualism are fucking opposites. It has to be one or the fucking other. You cannot have individualism and collectivism in the same, they're redundant to one another. It is individualism. That's what our law says. And our law is supreme because it is the jurisdictional authority of we the people who conquered this goddamn country. And fuck that queen and fuck her goddamn Star Chamber Administrative Admiralty Courts. And fuck her goddamn Blackwater mercenaries. All you fuckers want to die? Give it a fucking go. You are not taking our freedom. You are not taking our liberty. You're not taking our property. There's another fucking article I wanted to get here. Congress Biden reauthorizes EB... five visas for mostly wealthy Chinese nationals. And the reason he's doing it is these motherfuckers are bringing in $800,000 here to get these EB-5 visas so they can buy up our fucking country. And back, I know that in 1924, I was just watching a documentary the other day, 1924, you had to be a fucking citizen, at least, of the United States, or you could not buy property here. So this is how they're getting around it, by writing this fucking shit that they cannot write because they do not have the authority to override the fucking ninth article of the Supreme Superior Absolute Law and the jurisdictional authority of we the fucking people. It's that goddamn simple. So either we enforce the fucking law or there's, well, there's any goddamn buddy in the world that wants to come in and fucking buy up America. Well, you can work for them. It's real good for you. An American can't build a business, don't you know? We built the goddamn bad-ass country on the fucking planet, the most powerful fucking country on the planet, but all of a sudden, like, we can't even pick a fucking apple. We don't know how to do anything. Start a business? Only foreigners can start businesses in the United States because that's what the fucking Masonic Lodge has decided. That's what the fucking bankers who run the Masonic Lodges have decided. That's what the fucking Zionist Jew motherfuckers that run the banks that fucking have decided. Fuck you. We'll kill all you, run you all out of here, and we'll make it, we'll have that goddamn debt-free currency, and only our people will be here, and only our people will access our raw resources, and only our people will own the fucking land. Anybody, you think you own land in America? You fucking don't. It was procured through fraud. And we're going to call you on that goddamn fraud, and we're going to throw your fucking asses out and take everything you fucking made off our fucking goddamn resources. And that's going to be your punishment if we don't fucking hang you. It depends on how deep you're in. And that's all, even all you little local cocksuckers calling yourself industry. Fuck you too. If you went along with this goddamn shit, selling my goddamn rights out for fucking mammon, I'll see your ass fucking hung if I'm alive to do it. If I ain't, I've put out so many goddamn fucking videos. I'm so much fucking information. I won't say videos. I don't know if I've ever even done a video. But the information is there, and all it takes is somebody to sit down and concentrate and spend the fucking time and figure it out. There's another person that's going to prosecute your ass, and there are several people that have got it pretty much figured out right fucking now. So fucking, let's do it. Let's do this shit. We sure as hell got that second article figured out. We have it figured out that you're trying to inflict upon us fucking an authority you do not have, and that is a violation of our fucking law that does equate to goddamn sedition and treason. That, and you have declared war through the ADL. We declare war on the Bill of Rights. That's our fucking law, people. That's our jurisdiction. That's our goddamn individual freedom. We will blow your fucking heads off, you idiots. Anyway, it's 5 after, and I've had about enough. And we'll see you guys tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. We had to rip everything. I mean, I took every component apart in this goddamn thing, and a lot of it I had to reconfigure because when they hit us with their fucking little shot, it took us a component out and eat every goddamn thing in this thing. I had to tear it all fucking apart and reconfigure it to fucking work. And I think I'm going to get another broadcaster. I'm going to have to get the kit and build it because you can't buy a goddamn part no more. Why? Oh, why? Okay, that's because only the Chinese make goddamn fucking the electronical parts. I used to could go down to, what the hell did they call it? Radio Shack. I used to go down and buy things and build all kinds of cool fucking shit. Or fix things that fucking broke in my house. Now there is no fucking Radio Shack. You got to go to Wong Tong fucking 2-centimeter Peter and before you can get a goddamn fucking microchip. That's what it has come to. We have been betrayed, my friends. We have been betrayed. And it happened a long fucking time ago. It was all plugged in. They just are flipping the switches now and they're finding out every time they flip a switch it blows up in their face. Well, I'll tell you what, I got a cure. I mean, I said before, you know, they're all through my house. I was doing a little experiment. You know what? My stereo sounded like a fucking shit. Like I had a voice coil blew in it and everything. I knew that was because they're in the fucking house and I know how they got in here. But I fucking built this little thing in about a half a fucking hour and fucking ran it through it. You know what? My fucking stereo sounds brand new again. And I sent their shit back to them hot. So I believe I'm not the only one that had to buy some components this fucking weekend. And I'm fucking happy about it. And I'll tell you what, this ain't going away, motherfuckers.
For the rest of us that aren't Ukrainians, I think the world, quite frankly, Kira, is surprised by the will of the Ukrainian people to stand up and fight. Are you?
Well, I'm not surprised. We have been fighting Putin for the last 8 years. And we had thriller revolutions in our country when we did not agree with what was going on with the direction of where we're moving in. But right now, it's a critical time because we know that we not only fight for Ukraine, we fight for this new world order for the democratic countries. We knew that we are the shield for the Europe.
We're not a democratic country, and there will be no new world order. There will be the fucking ratified, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, or there will be your ass dead. That's the word from the trenches.